Flaps on wind turbines may make wind power more economic. Wind power is becoming more and more popular. But one of the major reasons that it's still very expensive is that the wind is not uniform. On some days, the wind blows very slowly, but on others, it blows very, very hard, or even worse, provides really vicious gusts. This means you've got to build a wind turbine that can survive the worst gusts, which makes it far heavier than it would have to be for 99% of its normal use. Most turbines can feather or change the angle of their blades in very high winds to avoid damage, but this can be too slow to avoid the damage from a quick gust, so you've got to be very conservative about how you set your turbine blades, so you lose a lot of power.
So basically you end up with a turbine which is much chunkier, heavier, has therefore more resistance, more manufacturing cost than really it needs to on average.
And it's not generating as much electricity. A group from RISO DTU in Denmark is working on a technology which may help. In the same way that you can change the amount of lift on an aeroplane wing by using flaps or ailerons when you control the plane, if you add a trailing edge flap onto the wind turbine blade, you can greatly alter the amount of lift it produces and the amount of drag, and therefore the forces on the structure. Apart from the obvious, the big difference between a wind turbine blade and a wing is that an aeroplane is movable and can be regularly maintained, whereas a wind turbine is normally in the most inaccessible place possible, and maintenance would completely stop them being economic. So it's very important to make these flaps maintenance-free. So conventional mechanical flaps wouldn't work. So the group is working on flexible rubber or plastic flaps, which can be activated by pumping air or hydraulic fluid into specially designed cavities at the rear of the flap. As the flaps are much lighter than the whole blade, it can be activated far more quickly than this feathering system, so it can adapt to individual gusts without a huge use of energy, which you'd need to twist the whole blade. And it should enable wind turbines to be built lighter and therefore cheaper.
Have they actually road tested this? I suppose road tested is the right word, but have they actually tested it to prove that it does perform as expected?
They've built laboratory models which seem to work as they'd expect, and they're now just about to build a real wind turbine with this technology on and see whether it works.
Interesting solution, though. Thanks, Dave.